Veronica and Lewis on Triple J.
I've always felt that an album needs to be a solid body of work and not just a collection of tracks that you've kind of thrown together. So I approached this just much differently to anything I'd ever really done before. And it was just more writing things with a common goal in mind than a common sound and not repeating myself. And that was the hard part, is because you kind of come up with ideas and you're like, oh no, it's too close to that. And you got to cherry pick a lot more, which is a tedious process.
So there was there any kind of like overarching concept for the album then?
Yeah, yes and no. Like it was just more kind of a feeling I wanted to get from it. I wanted it to be much darker, much bigger, kind of very operatic and over the top. And I was really inspired by spending a bit of time in Paris of like French art and how just kind of exuberant and, you know, expressive it all is. Like they really don't pull punches or go for minimalism. Yeah.
So what sort of art? Do you mean music or actual?
It was being in the Louvre, and then you kind of go from different parts of the Louvre and you're like, okay, this is the, you know, the Egyptian part, and everything's very like, I don't know. It's like very mysterious, and there's certain things. And you go into the French part and it's like so over the top, and if something's gory, it's so gory, you know, like if something's, you know, meant to be about love, it's the most, you know, dripping in love piece that you've ever seen. It's just, I don't know. Exaggeration of everything, you know.
It's interesting that you that it all happened for you in Paris, because so many of the people who have been loving this album will mention other things they love, and it's often things like Justice,
sure,
or Air, or like other really, you know, super French touch bands.
Yeah, I mean, I've always gravitated towards that because it was my introduction to dance music. You know, like I grew up, you know, started going to festivals in that 2007 kind of Ed Banger heyday. And that for me was just everything, because there was just so much musicality. Like the songs were aggressive and they worked and they were huge when you watched them live, but you could listen to them on an iPod and it was a song behind everything. So it's been, yeah, hugely inspirational. Them, Daft Punk, Air, like you said, like, I don't know. There's something about the French, man. They get electronic music.
Veronica, Lewis, Triple J.